One of the Pali words that's used to describe the Buddha is Lokavidu. It means something like one who knows the world, knower of the world. The Buddha himself described that what he means by world is this fathom-long body and its experiences and perceptions. That is what we can know of the world, mediated through our senses and our mind. Like a mirror reflecting experience, our minds are the mediators of all of our experience. We don't experience anything outside of our own sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, things arising in the mind. And so, investigating our own experience, we are investigating the world, what we can know of the world. Everything that we experience. Is constructed by our minds. I happen to believe that what is constructed by our minds is related to what's happening in the world, actually outside of us. And yet, there's so much room for confusion, misperception, misinterpretation, misunderstanding, especially when we assume that our experience of the world is an accurate reflection of what's out there. And there's a lot of room for our own conditioning, our own views, our emotional state. Whether we're mindful or not, for all of that to shape what we are experiencing. And the Buddha pointed to thoroughly knowing this world of our experience, thoroughly curious about what is this experience. This led him to the end of suffering, the end of craving, the end of greed, aversion, and delusion. And he pointed it out for us. He said, it's possible. Possible practice, it's possible. Our practice is so simple. Awareness receiving through our senses. the world of experience. The receiving is simple. What's received and how it's all constructed and put together, that's pretty complex. But all we need to do is just be aware here in this moment. This body, this mind, this moment, here and now. Aware. Receiving. And every moment of experience, every moment of sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, every moment of recognizing thought or emotion arising in the mind, every moment is an opportunity to see the nature of experience as impermanent. Not worth clinging to. Not I, me, or mine. Not some special experience that we have to wait for it to happen in order to understand impermanence. As Sayadaw says, the Dharma is everywhere. Every single moment of experience, the Dharma is revealing itself if we are available with mindfulness and wisdom to receive each moment of experience. Wisdom will grow. Simple, simple awareness. Are you aware? Receiving moment after moment the world of experience. Just this. Just this.